Ryan Dobson says Christians need to stand up and speak up. Listen as he begins today's First Friday broadcast on The Connection.
I see Christ really setting people on fire for people that are looking in the mirror and saying, what is it that I can change about myself? And how can I reach those around me for Christ? Huh. If it makes me uncomfortable, then I'll be uncomfortable. If it makes me nervous and scared, I'm going to be nervous and scared. But whatever it is, today I'm going to wake up and I'm going to try to make a difference.
Welcome to The Connection with Skip Heitzig. Today, we're going to take a short break from our current series, The Bible from 30,000 Feet, as we spend some time with Skip in studio as he talks with Ryan Dobson. I'm sure the name Dobson is familiar to most of you, thanks to Dr. James Dobson's long tenure on the radio program Focus on the Family. Well, son Ryan Dobson also has a focus. Like a laser, he is determined to take a stand for what's right, with zero toleration for evil. And you'll want to hear this fast-paced conversation with Skip and Ryan. But first, let's hear this special offer.
Nelson Mandela, Andrew Jackson, Babe Ruth, and Louis Armstrong. What do all of these diverse people have in common? They were all orphans. Now, these are well-known personalities who overcame a difficult childhood. But today, there are 2 million nameless orphans in America and millions more worldwide. Here's Steve Todd from AFMIN Ministries with a perspective from the situation in Africa.
There's an increasing number of orphan children, and there's no family for them to take care of, so the church families are doing their best, but they're trying to build. And I know it sounds silly, you know, build out of mud and sticks, but it actually costs something for some of these facilities to be built, so we're raising money for an orphanage.
Maybe you could be an answer to the prayers of a little lonely child. At The Connection, we're offering the book, Successful Adoption, A Guide for Christian Families. Order yours when you call 1-800-922-1888 or when you visit connectionradio.org. Successful Adoption covers cost, paperwork, and steps to start the process. Order your copy of Successful Adoption when you call 1-800-922-1888. You can make a difference today in a young life. Explore more about adoption by ordering the book, Successful Adoption, A Guide for Christian Families. Just call 800-922-1888 or order online at connectionradio.org. Order Successful Adoption from The Connection right now. Call 1-800-922-1888 or when you visit connectionradio.org.
Now, perhaps more than ever, our culture needs people of courage who will make a stand for what they know is right because of what the Bible says.
Take the time.
Ryan Dobson has a passion for firing up Christians in general and young believers in particular, as we will hear now. Here's Skip Heitzig.
Hey, Ryan, I was just looking at your book today. It's your first book. It's called Be Intolerant,
yeah.
Which is it's a pretty aggressive subtitle. But I want people to hear what not only the title is, but the subtitle is, because some things are just stupid. So, you know, it's an attention getter just looking at the book. Tell us what prompted you to write that.
That was me right out of the gate. You know, the title I thought was funny. You know, I didn't think people would take it that seriously, but they did. I mean, people got so mad over the title. They were just furious. I was canceled from an event in Canada by a guy. A lawyer put on a protest and had me canceled off of a bill. And he said openly, I've not read the book. He had never read one chapter of it. He just saw the title and was so offended by it. That they canceled me on, that he had a protest to cancel me. And I thought, you know, you should probably read it. Like, you know, you're an attorney, you went to law school, but this makes you look a little bit dumb. You know, I wrote the book based on a conversation I had at a Christian school. I'd been to a school to speak, and I was talking I spoke on that Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No one gets to the Father but through him. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, when I was done, this little girl came up and we were talking, and she said, I don't think it's fair that you say Jesus is the only way to heaven. And I thought she was kidding, and I laughed. And then you get that look that your wife can give you or your girlfriend can give you, and you know you're in trouble. And then I blurted out, oh, my goodness, you're serious. And I said it way too loud. And she was like, yeah. And I said, well, you know, do you read the Bible? And she said, yeah. I said, have you read, you know, all of it? And she was like, no, not all of it. She's like, but I think Jesus is love. And I said, well, yeah, I think he's love too. And she goes, oh, okay, good. And she turned around and walked away. And I thought, you know, I'm at a Christian school. They have a Bible class every single day, 5 days a week. This girl is like a sophomore in high school, 2 years, you know, of this, and still thinks that there's many roads to heaven. And I just thought, you know, we've got to start standing up for right and wrong.
I heard it put this way, that a mist in the pulpit is a fog in the pew. That if there's no strong clarion teaching and equipping of worldviews from a pulpit, you certainly can't expect people to go out and live anything they're ambiguous about.
That's right. If your church is essentially Dr. Phil with a seminary degree or for some an accounting degree, apparently, but if it's just pop psychology from the pulpit, you got to find another church. I mean, that's, you know, you're from a Calvary Chapel. I always know, you know, we used to go to a church in California for Christmas. My parents came out, and it just got to be embarrassing to be there because it was, you know, four reasons why we still celebrate Christmas and or the eight ways that the Bible is going to take stress out of your life. And, you know, these cherry-picked half, you know, scripture verses used to make the point of a pastor's sermon. And, you know, we started going to Big Chuck's church, and you always know he's going to read the Bible and try to interpret it to the best of his ability. It's exactly what I like about constitutionalists. They don't try to say what they think the Constitution should have said. They try to interpret what the Constitution actually does say. And that's what I love about Chuck. You know, he stands up there and says, this is what I believe the Bible is trying to say. You look at it from the Greek, from Hebrew, you know, from the Aramaic languages, and you know that that's what you're going to get. If it's just pop psychology, you know, from a pulpit, you're in trouble.
I want to dive back into your book that I'm talking about.
You just threw me up a soapbox. You just got my hot buttons going.
Well, good, good. I want to do that. That's what this is all about. But and because the book, the way it's laid out, you have some pretty straightforward, I'll put it this way, you're bold, you're not afraid to say it like it is, and you're telling us to be the same, that we shouldn't be afraid about the truth. And there's a couple of statements that you make I want you to expound on. In your book, you say it's time to get off the fence. And then you explain something like this, to come out of the darkness of political correctness into the light, peace, freedom of the truth. Expand on that. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with having an opinion of knowing what you believe and why you believe it. That's what the Christian worldview is. A worldview is your belief system. It's what you base your life on, your decisions on, things like that. I teach at a camp all summer long called The Summit. I'll put a plug in for them. It's called Summit, Summit Ministries, summit.org, and they teach Christian worldview. They teach why you believe what you believe as a Christian, and they do it from all points of view. They talk about moral relativism. They talk about communists. They talk about socialists. They talk about the New Age movement, you know, that kind of a thing, and they talk about Christianity and how our belief system all flow in the same direction. The things I believe about economics and politics and sociology and psychology and theology all go in the same direction. And that's, there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, it's good for you. It's good for your brain. It's good for your body. It's good for your life. It's good for your eternal life and your soul. And that's why, you know, that fence riding, try not to offend anybody. Christianity is offensive. It's always been offensive. You know, you were born into sin. I got a 3.5-year-old who I would literally lay my life down for without thinking twice about it. And he has a sin nature. He just wants to do bad. He was born that way. And we've got to die to yourself and repent of our wrongdoing and ask Christ to come in our life and the Holy Spirit to fill us up so that we stop behaving that way. And that's getting off the fence.
Ryan, I hear a theme coming through all that you're telling me. You're passionate about showing how relevant Jesus is for a contemporary culture. And so in that, give me your view. What arenas, what fronts, where do you see Jesus moving today?
You know, this is the interesting thing. I see him moving with personality types. there's a personality type that is very, very authentic and is really seeking the Lord. And I see Christ really setting people on fire for people that are looking in the mirror and saying, what is it that I can change about myself? And how can I reach those around me for Christ? If it makes me uncomfortable, then I'll be uncomfortable. If it makes me nervous and scared, I'm going to be nervous and scared. But whatever it is, today I'm going to wake up and I'm going to try to make a difference. And you see it in kids like Zach Hunter. I mean, he's 18. He's written 3 books. He started Loose Change to Loosen Chains, the abolition movement. And then somebody else took credit for it, and he didn't care. He was like, whatever, you know, it's helping people. I'm like, well, yeah, but you started that. He's like, yeah, Ryan, but people are being helped. I mean, that's think about that from an 18-year-old standpoint. He created
so mature.
A worldwide movement and doesn't care that somebody else takes credit for it.
Wow.
Because people are being helped. And he's like, that's why I did it. He's like, who cares, you know? And I was like, wow, that's, I mean, I don't know if I would have that maturity. I hope I would. But at the same time, I probably would. I'd be like, no, no, that was me. I started that. Isn't that cool? I did that. But that's not what the Lord asked him to do. He's like, the Lord just asked me to make a difference, and that's what I'm doing. I'm making a difference. He didn't say, you know, make a difference and get credit for it.
That's
you know,
good.
There's the authentic people out, and you see that in young and old alike. You see it in, you know, I do a radio program that's for, I mean, I say the 20 to 50 crowd, but early on, I had a guy that was 78 years old that listened, you know, just religiously to my podcast when I was only podcasting. And he emailed me, and he's like, you know, I love your show. I love what you're doing. I don't like all the music you play, but everything else I love. And I was like, awesome. That's totally cool.
Now, tell us a little bit about that radio program. Is it a daily? Is it an internet radio program? What is it?
It is. I run internet radio because I can afford it. It's real cheap, and I get to be nationwide. Well, actually, I get to be worldwide. I'm in all 50 states, and quarter one of this year, I'm in 113 countries, and we pull in about 300 to 375,000 downloads or listens a month.
No kidding.
Yeah, depending if the month has 4 or 5 weeks in it. And I do it every day. I record live 3 days a week, and then we play pre-recorded stuff twice a week. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 3 o'clock Mountain, I do a live radio show.
Okay.
It's fun.
Tell us how do we get it? What are the...
Oh, go to RyanDobson.com and click on links.
Okay.
Or Core Ministries. My ministry is Core Ministries, K-O-R Ministries. But the city I do it out of is Castle Rock, and it's on Castle Rock Radio. It's not a Christian station. Dennis Miller is our morning guy. But internet's kind of destination radio, so they made me a great offer, and I took it.
Great.
My friend Sean Hewlin, it's funny because I work for my dad now. I'm going to be 40 in a couple of months, and this is the first time I've ever worked directly for my dad. And I talked him into hiring one of my best friends in the world, my business partner. His name's Sean. We were college roommates together. Sean's the reason why I got on the radio and like all these things that I'm doing. I like to talk. You know, I'm not a big business person, but, you know, I love the Lord and I love talking about the Lord. And Sean kind of was in my life and was like, I'm just going to help you out. And I was like, all right, you know, and just worked out the deal. And he was like, I think internet radio is going to be good for you. And I was like, okay. And then a year later, we were pulling in 250,000 listeners. And then 3 months after that, it's almost 400,000. So, and now we both work for my dad. So,
Now speaking of that, you're starting a new program with your dad. Is that right?
Yes.
Tell us about that. We're interested in that.
Yeah, my dad.
And just in case our listeners who just tuned in don't know what we're talking about, you're Ryan Dobson. Your dad is Dr. James Dobson. Okay, take
it
away.
Yep. Well, he's no longer at Focus on the Family. They are now led by Jim Daly, and they're doing what God is calling them to do. And we started a ministry called Family Talk. The website is myfamilytalk.com, which we kind of like. You know, it's kind of a personal, you know, it's like, it's my family talk. This is, you know, we want everybody to be a part of it. You get to be part of, you know, our ministry. And he's got a new radio program called Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson. And, you know, I was early on, he was talking about starting this new ministry, and I had, you know, got my 501c3, and it was just such a headache. It was such a hassle that I thought, you know, you've done enough. You don't need to have the hassles of figuring out how to make a website or set up the network in your office and, you know, all those things. I just said, if there's anything I can do to make your life easier, you let me know. And he was like, okay, you know, and I said, listen, we'll start up a PayPal account. We'll, you know, we'll do a Facebook page and we'll start the website and we'll do these things. And he was like, sure, you know, okay. And I just wanted to help out in that way. And then jokingly, at that time, it was fall, it was the hunting season, and I, you know, in the fall I shave my head and I grow my beard out. It's just laziness. And my wife likes the beard. And I had grown this huge Grizzly Adams, you know, bushy beard, and I was teasing him one day because my parents weren't fans of the beard. And I was like, hey, I'll tell you what, when you start your new radio program, if you hire me as your co-host, I'll shave off my beard. And he was like, ah, oh, okay, that's funny. And then he hired me as his co-host and made me shave my beard.
That's great. What a great
and
story.
And then we've got Luann Crane, who is the third co-host, or tri-host, however you want to say it. Luann's been a working mom and a stay-at-home mom. She was a producer for my dad for 25 years. And you'll understand how unique this is. Before doing the radio shows that we're doing now, Luann has done, I think, three total radio programs. She was always behind the glass. And I'm sure you've had bad interviewees and interviewers over the years. Luann is amazing. I mean, she has got a great voice. You like to listen to her. She speaks from wisdom and knowledge, and she's very gracious. And I'm sitting in there recording programs, and I thought, you know what? It's just not fair that you're this good with no practice. Like, this is what I do every day. She's amazing. And the three of us together, when you start hearing programs, there's two or three programs up on the website right now, because the radio show debuts on May 3rd. But you can download some of the stuff that we've done, and there's a different energy in my dad's voice. You
Beautiful.
Know, at 73, he started a brand new ministry in a brand new direction doing this show, and you can hear the excitement in his voice. It's really, really fun to watch.
Yes, great. Well, I just was informed on May 3rd, we're going to start it down here on KNKT in Albuquerque, so we can't wait to hear that.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Oh, listen, I'm telling you, the first week is going to blow you away. We've been recording them, and it's like they're so emotional and they're energy charged. And if it's not in a local station, we're going to do it on the internet as well. And if you miss a day, you can download it via iTunes on the podcast. It'll be there. You know, Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson. We really want people to hear this. We want them to be able to hear it wherever they're at. But when you hear my dad, it's so funny to see how much energy he's got now. He's so excited for the future. And I was talking to him a couple months ago, and I said, you know, Pop, a lot of people followed you here. They had careers and jobs, and they were getting paid, and they had insurance and all that kind of stuff. And we've got this brand new startup ministry. And he was like, yeah. And I said, you know, you're about to turn 74. You know, where are you going to be in 10 years? Are you going to do this when you're 84 years old? Do you see that? You know, and he goes, Ryan, all my life, people keep asking what my 5-year plan, what my 10-year plan is. 5 years ago, I didn't know I'd start this ministry. But 5 years ago, I knew I'd follow God wherever he led. You want to know what my 5-year plan and my 10-year plan is? To follow God. It's done me well so far for the last, 33 years of focus on the family. And, you know, before that, you know, 36 years when he started following the Lord at, you know, age 3. He goes, oh, it's always served me well. I'm going to follow God. How about that? And I was like, you know what? That sounds like a good plan. I sat back thinking, what? That's a great 5-year plan. Follow God and wherever he leads. And that's what he's doing today.
You call it My Family and MyFamilyTalk.com, the website. Speaking of your family, I want you to tell us, because it'll fit right in. What do you think about adoption? Give us your background and speak to us and the listeners about the opportunities.
Oh, I love it. It's a fantastic. I mean, all of us are adopted in the family of God. I mean, that's how we got here. Last night, I was in Savannah, Georgia, doing a fundraiser for an adoption home, and it's because I was adopted. My birth mom was actually 16, and she was single, and her boyfriend left her when she was pregnant, and she didn't know what to do. And somebody pointed them to the doors of an adoption agency and a home crisis pregnancy center, and she got help there with her and her family. And at that time, my parents weren't able to have kids on their own anymore, and they adopted me. I was 6 weeks old on August 31st, 1970. I was born on July 12th, and I was adopted into the family. So I'm a huge, huge advocate. I've got, 4 adopted nieces and nephews. My co-host, Andy Brainer, lives in Durango. He's got 2 kids from Rwanda. I tell you what, adoption, international, domestic, whatever, this is a corollary, I think we'll do more to end racism than almost anything else. My son Lincoln doesn't know that other families don't have black kids. because he doesn't see skin color. I mean, he knows that he's got black cousins and he's got white cousins, but he doesn't know why. He just knows that's normal. That's what's normal for him. That Andy, when we go out to his camp and hang out with his family, he has black kids and white kids. You know, and if we were to adopt, he wouldn't think that's odd. He wouldn't think it's weird to have a black brother or a black sister, you know, or brown or different color or different hair, all that kind of stuff. It's just how he is. And he'll grow up that way. I don't think he's ever going to have a racist bone in his body because it doesn't make any sense to him.
Oh, beautiful. That is beautiful. Ryan, you have a new book, I think, coming out. Is it called Humanitarian Jesus?
I do.
So
I do.
Is that released yet? When is that going to be released? What's it about?
It comes out May 1st. Actually, they're shipping me my first copies right now. So I'm hoping to get one any day now. I can't wait to see it. You know, humanitarianism is a big thing that's going on in our churches and our country around the world right now, especially with Haiti and with Katrina and things like that. And we kind of go over the topic of, is doing good good enough? It's the social gospel. Is, you know, Habitat for Humanity on its own building houses, is that fine on its own, or is it missing something by not having a gospel component to it?
Fascinating.
Tons of interviews in the book. We've got Franklin Graham. We've got the president of Salvation Army. We've got Alex Chang. We've got Franklin Graham. We've got Tony Campolo. People from all walks of life and all, you know, points of view. Surfrider Foundation President Jay Moriarty talking about humanitarian aid and the gospel, and does it work apart from each other?
Beautiful.
You know, it's like doing missions work without helping people. Is that working, or do you need to be helping people while you do missions work as well?
Franklin Graham's a close personal friend, so I know how he's going to answer that and some of the things he's going to say. That'll be a great read, and it's just in time for your radio launch.
It is. It is. It's just in time for the radio launch. You know, it is a good read. It's interesting. You know, Christian Buckley is who I wrote it with. He was a board member for Core Ministries for a bunch of years. Really came, you know, I've known Christian for a long time, but we met up in Hawaii, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago when I was considering getting out of the ministry. I kind of gotten burned out and I'd done too much in a short amount of time. And I was just thinking maybe this wasn't the career path for me. It wasn't, you know, the job for me. And my wife was at Starbucks up on the North Shore and heard someone go, "Laura?" And she turned around and he was like, "What are you doing here?" And he and I started having breakfast and he just reminded me what it was to love the Lord and to love what you do and why I was doing it. And it just energized me to get back into the ministry full time and just have a different viewpoint in it. And so we've been doing stuff together for a bunch of years now. And he came to me with this project. He's a lawyer in California. And the first part of the book is a historical look at humanitarianism and the gospel. And it sounds dry, but it's not. It grabs you right from the get-go about the history of humanitarian aid and the church. And then we go into the interview section. Interview section you can't put down. I mean, it's just every person you read gets more fascinating and more fascinating. So, I had a small part to do in the book, but I believe in it so much that I just can't wait for people to read it.
Ryan, I had the opportunity to meet your dad at the White House a couple times through the years. You spoke for us at Ocean Hills. You spoke for us here at Albuquerque. I just appreciate you, your ministry, and your passion for what you do. It really comes across.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys. You know, I always love doing it. I love coming to your churches because I know you're going to have good people that are willing to hear a word from the Lord. And it just never disappoints. Every time I get to do stuff with you guys, it's always exciting.
And thanks for doing this interview. Great to be with you, Ryan.
You too. I appreciate it.
God bless.
You too. Take the
time to make the connection. Thanks for joining us for this special First Friday edition of The Connection with Skip Heitzig. We didn't have time to include the entire interview with Ryan, so if you'd like to hear more from this discussion, just visit connectionradio.org or ask for a copy when you call 1-800-922-1888. Ryan has a lot more to say about these topics in print, and if you'd like copies of his books, Humanitarian Jesus and Be Intolerant Because Some Things Are Just Stupid, all you need to do is call us at 1-800-922-1888. We're offering both books for just $25. Ryan just touched on a few of the subjects in today's interview that he covers in detail in these books. So get copies for yourself and share some with your friends and family. Get both Humanitarian Jesus and Be Intolerant for just $25. Call today, 1-800-922-1888, to order this book by Ryan Dobson, or visit our website at connectionradio.org. You can also write us at The Connection, P.O. Box 95707, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87199. And don't forget, for a fully unedited copy of today's special First Friday interview with Ryan Dobson, just surf on over to connectionradio.org or give us a call at 1-800-922-1888.
Take the time to make the connection.
Next time on The Connection, Skip Heitzig continues our series, The Bible from 30,000 Feet. So be sure to set aside some time to join us here on The Connection, a presentation of Connection Communications, connecting you to God's never-changing truth in ever-changing times.